So 50 years ago, I'm a kid in a small town Iowa delivering the Grit newspaper with my transistor radio and my earphone. Yes, we only had one earphone back then. And I'm listening to this guy, Don McLean, in this song, American Pie. All of America was listening to it, as a matter of fact. And Don McLean is with us this morning. Don, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. It seems like everybody wants to talk to me these days, so I'm happy to do it.
Well, okay, so I got to start here. When you were writing and performing and getting American Pie, I guess, on vinyl back then, right? Did you ever imagine that you were writing and creating one of the most iconic songs in music history?
Of course not. I did not have that kind of... I had no idea what was ahead for me. I had a very tough time getting the Tapestry album out on Meteors Records, which is the first record I made. That was quite successful, and I got a lot of underground airplay and was opening, playing in nightclubs and headlining concerts everywhere. And then the second album came out, and the record company went broke. And then all of a sudden they were bought by United Artists, and the song was number one, so it was quite a roller coaster. And then once that happened, the song, the longer version of the song became number one, and that's the version that Taylor Swift beat with her song recently. The 50-year reign of American Pie is the longest number one song ever. And I think, you know, what I was doing was completely outside of what anybody else was doing, and I'm still doing that. And if you listen to all my records in one day, try to take a weekend, you're going to hear that. There are all sorts of ideas that are not normal that I put into songs, and that particular song was one of my best examples of that, and it was able to be accepted by the public as a number one record, and it, you know, it got my songwriting technique and singing style and everything else across to the public in a big way. It was an international number one record in most markets, and then Vincent followed when it was a number one record, a completely different song. So that's another thing that I do, is I really do a whole bunch of different kinds of things. And so that was amazing, because that's not how you get successful. The way you get successful is to do the same thing, if it's successful, over and over again, you know. But that's not what I do.
So I want to ask this question, because I kind of put you in there with Harry Chapin. You guys tell a story with your songs, and so what comes first, the melody or the lyrics?
Well, I usually just sing the song right into the tape recorder, like it came in, you know, in on my radio or something. You know, I don't sit and agonize over lyrics. I'll write something and I'll have an idea and I'll maybe get a third of the song or half the song or a portion, and then figure out what kind of form the song is telling me that it wants to be. That's how it works. I take instructions really from my radio in my head. I don't really write. I listen to what's coming in. Sometimes I have a vision of something I can see the song, and I'll write what I'm seeing so that the person hearing it will see the same thing. And because it's a wonderful thing, songwriting, you know, you can worry about film and you don't have to worry about magnetic tape or anything. It's between you and your mind, your pencil, and the piece of paper, and you sing the song into the tape recorder, and that's it. And you can do anything you want and say anything you want. And I think that the fact that you hear so little, there's so many things out there, people writing songs that are so uninteresting these days that it shows you just how hard it is for people to say anything interesting in a lyric. In fact, I many times told interviewers, you know, the average person couldn't even write a bad song. They wouldn't know how to write anything at all. So even if you're trying to write music and you're able to write something that you think sounds like a song, at least you're better than most people. And then you just keep working at it and improve and get things that are more rock and roll, or if you want to write a ballad, something that holds together as a ballad. But you have to know about songwriting. You have to know about lyrics. You have to know about music and how to create a melody. And I don't hear a lot of melodies these days anywhere.
I would agree with you on that. So we got about 30 seconds left because I know you got to get going. Want to make the point, you are back out on tour. It's the 50th anniversary tour, and everybody can head to donmclean.com for more information on the tour. And you are actually going to be here in northern Wisconsin at Big Top Chautauqua on June 19th. Don, I appreciate you being with us, talking to us about this iconic song. And for the record, Vincent is one of my favorite songs of all time. It just stopped me dead in my tracks. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot. And I like that neck of the woods up there. I like Wisconsin.